This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKean. Declaring acts of domestic terror have been committed by violent demonstrators, U.S. President Donald Trump vowed to end what he called the riots and lawlessness that has spread throughout the country. Mr. Trump said he was mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including Second Amendment rights. Just before the president spoke, reporters awaiting his remarks in the Rose Garden could hear loud explosions from volleys of tear gas fired from Lafayette Park, where riot police held shell shields aloft pushed back peaceful demonstrators. Rubber bullets were also fired, and police on horseback were brought in to help clear the area. The movement by law enforcement came less than a half hour before a 7 p.m. curfew went into effect for Washington, D.C. It also cleared the way, but not the smell of tear gas, around St. John's Church. It's a block north of the White House to which Mr. Trump walked just minutes after the curfew went into effect. The historic Episcopal Church suffered minor damage Sunday and when a small fire was set in its basement. In front of the boarded-up church, Trump held up a Bible, referred to the United States as the greatest country in the world, and said, "We're going to keep it safe." Then he walked back to the White House surrounded by the heavy security. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic presidential candidate in the November election, is one of several leaders criticizing the president for using the American military against the American people. After the president vowed to order an army crackdown on the sweeping civil unrest, Biden tweeted that he tear gassed peaceful protesters and fired rubber bullets for a photo. D.C.'s Mayor Muriel Bowser called the move shameful, and she said a full 25 minutes before the curfew, federal police used munitions on peaceful protesters. This is VOA News. A Minneapolis medical examiner has classified George Floyd's death as a homicide, saying that his heart stopped as police restrained him and compressed his neck. The medical examiner's report also lists heart disease and hypertension as other significant conditions, along with fentanyl intoxication and recent methamphetamine use. A widely seen video that shows Floyd struggling with the police officer holding his knee on his neck sparked the protest nationwide. His family said that his independent autopsy found that he died by asphyxiation, and their attorney has called for charges against the police officer to be upgraded from third-degree murder to first-degree murder. An Illinois man who allegedly said that he was traveling to Minneapolis to riot after the death of George Floyd has been charged with, on federal counts. 28-year-old Matthew Lee Rupert is charged with civil disorder, rioting, and possession of unregistered destructive devices. An FBI affidavit says that he posted videos to his Facebook page last week that showed him in Minneapolis handing out explosives to other people. When it comes to COVID-19, there are more than 375,000 registered deaths resulting from it globally. That's more than 105,000 in the United States. And worldwide infections has now gone above 6.2 million. It's above 1.8 million in the United States. South Korea is now testing a new quick response code system this week to log visitors at high-risk locations in a bid to track coronavirus cases and prevent further spread of the disease. That decision to mandate the codes to register visitors and their identities came after authorities struggled to trace people who had visited a number of nightclubs and bars at the center of the virus outbreak last month, after much of the information on handwritten visitor logs was found to be false or incomplete. Starting June 10th, visitors to nightclubs, bars, karaoke clubs, daytime discos, and more will all be required to use any of a number of commercially available apps to generate a one-time personalized QR code that can be scanned at the door. Local governments may also add other high-risk facilities like libraries, hospitals, and restaurants, even churches. Persons' information will be logged into a database kept by the Social Security Information Service for 4 weeks before it will be automatically deleted. That's, again, according to South Korea's Ministry of Health and Welfare. The Congressional Budget Office says that the U.S. economy could be $15.7 trillion smaller over the next decade than otherwise would have been if Congress does not mitigate the economic damage from the coronavirus. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.